اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So I really welcome Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah as well in this session. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Hussein.
Wa alaikum salam.
Are you fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir.
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan,
Alhamdulillah,
how are you?
Sir.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. In this session, inshallah, we will talk about Ayah 176 of Surah Ali Imran on page 73. So, brothers and sisters, please, if you have the Quran with you, turn to page 73, Surah Ali Imran, verse 176. First and foremost, let's everybody listen to the recitation, then inshallah we'll continue our class.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wala yahzunkalladhina yusari'una fil kufr إنهم لن يضروا الله شيئا يريد الله ألا يجعل لهم حظا في الآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Allah bless the reciter. In this ayah, let's have a short explanation, then the practical tajweed rules, and we will practice the recitation the same as the reciter, okay? Inshallah. So, Ali Nasir, Hassan, and Hussein, brothers and sisters who are listening to IRIB English Radio right now, Allah Almighty, in Surah Ali Imran on page 73, ayah 176, says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يحزنك الذين يسارعون في الكفر إنهم لن يضروا الله شيئا يريد الله ألا يجعل لهم حظا في الآخرة وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. It says an important thing. This ayah says an important thing. Allah Almighty says, do not grieve for those who are active in unfaith. Okay? Those who are struggling and they are doing a lot of good things while they are unfaithful, they are not faithful, okay? They achieve, for example, successes in this world. They have wealth, they have money, they have cars, they have houses, buildings. Okay? They have good jobs, okay, good income. Do not grieve. Like, you are faithful, they are unfaithful. If, for example, you are you're faithful and you don't have that income that an unfaithful person has, okay? So do not grieve for this. Do not grieve for this. Why? Why, Allah Almighty? Because innahum la yadurru Allah shay'a, they will not hurt Allah in the least, their kufr. Actually, Allah Almighty does not need our iman, our prayers. It's us who are in need, yes? We are in need of the prayers. So, now, what does Allah Almighty do? Allah Almighty desires to give them no share in the hereafter. In the Quran, we have another ayah also that Allah Almighty says, من الذين قالوا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وما لهم في الآخرة من خلاق. Allah Almighty says there are a group of people who just ask Allah Almighty to give them things in this world. They say that, oh Allah, give me in this world, I don't need your akhirah. I don't need your Jannah, I don't need your heaven, okay? I don't care about heaven, okay? I want, for example, a good life here. I don't really believe in the hereafter. So Allah Almighty gives them. وَمَا لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. There will be no share for them in the hereafter. When the day of judgment comes, okay, if they ask, oh Allah Almighty, you had promised us that you will give us a lot of things, you will send us to the heaven. Allah Almighty says, you are those who said, give us in this world, we don't need your akhirah. Weren't you? They will be ashamed. Yeah. They will regret. So, here, kuffar, non-believers are like this, that they only and only think about this world. But a mu'min is different from them. A mu'min is someone who acts upon a hadith. That the hadith says, okay, from a ma'soom, it's narrated, that says, a mu'min must struggle and make all his efforts for his dunya as if the dunya never ends. As if he does not die, as if he is here in this dunya forever. You should struggle for your world this way, for your dunya. Means you should look for good jobs, you should look for good income, you should look for your wealth, okay? Mu'min does not just sit down, I only pray Allah Almighty. That's not the act of a mu'min. That's not the way a mu'min must be. Got it? And you should struggle for your dunya as if this world does not end and you live forever in this world. That much you should try. Got it? Yes?
Yes.
So, and for your akhirah, you should work that way, that much that you should believe also. You should work that much that you think like tomorrow is the last day you are alive in this world. The death is gonna come, okay? So a mu'min is like this. So a mu'min does not only think about his akhirah. A mu'min must also build his dunya. Because if you build your dunya correctly, it means your akhirah is built already. Allah Almighty says that you do your dunya well, okay? Your akhirah is guaranteed. Okay? You do good actions, good deeds in the dunya, your akhirah is guaranteed. But akhirah is more important. So you do good in the dunya, inshallah your akhirah will be guaranteed. That's it, okay?
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So guys, inshallah, refer to the Tafasir books if you want to learn more about these verses. Okay? Alright? Remember that if God forbid you work only for your dunya, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Okay?
Yes.
God forbid there will be a great punishment. And the greatest punishment is that you will regret in the day of judgment why you didn't work for your akhirah. So refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah. For more information, let's continue towards the Tajweed rules. Brothers and sisters, now we'll mention some important Tajweed rules in this ayah. Make sure, inshallah, you listen and note them down in case you had problems. Practice and focus more and listen to our class time and again. The first important tajweed rule here in this ayah is that وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ. Remember, I always, when I see the word la, I remember this point, okay? I remind them of this point that I should tell the students that make sure you don't read it la. وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ. The long vowel must not be changed to a short vowel since the meaning changes. If you say وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ, it makes an emphasized meaning that, yeah, grief, be sad. وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ, don't be sad, don't grieve, okay? So وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ. Noon Sakin in the previous session, if our brothers and sisters, if they have listened to our previous session, we explained the general points about the Noon Sakin and Tanween. So if you have the letter Kaf, Fa, Qaf, and the group of rest of the letters that we said, if you have these letters after the Noon Sakin or Tanween, you hide the sound of Noon Sakin or Tanween. Pronounce the Noon with a hidden sound. وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ, it's clear, yes? Noon is pronounced. But you hide the sound of Noon. وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ, يَحْزُنْكَ, right? This way. So, وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ. كُفْر, when you stop, Ra is pronounced with a heavy sound. Jim here, Hassan knows it best. Jim says?
It's optional to continue or stop.
Continue or stop? Good job. وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ إِنَّهُمْ. Look, I continued. You can continue, you can stop.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
إِنَّهُمْ نُن مُشَدَّد, نُن with تَشْدِد, produce a nasal sound, also read it, stretch it actually for two counts. Yes, إِنَّهُمْ لَنْ يَضُرُّ نُون ساكن plus يَا. If you have نُون ساكن plus يَا, wow, and some other letters, four letters there, we mentioned in the previous session, so you merge the sound of نُون ساكن or تَنْوِين into that letter. لَنْ يَضُرُّ changes to
لَي.
لَي يَضُرُّ, okay? لَي يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Allah is pronounced with heavy sound since there is a ضَمَّة sound before the word Allah. So the rule says, if you have a Dhamma sound or a Fatha sound before the word Allah, the letter Lam in the word Allah is pronounced heavily with a full mouth. Allah. Allah. But if you have a Kasra, it is pronounced Allah. You open your mouth flat this way. Ah. Bismillah. Yeah. Allah. Bismillah. Different sounds, yes? The correct pronunciation of the word Allah. That's it. Qila, one of the stopping signs that says, Hassan,
better to stop.
Better to stop. Jim says, optional. You can stop or continue. There is no priority to any of them. No preference. But Qila tells you it's better to stop. You can still continue. You can join. Connect to the next part. But it's better to stop here. Then the next stopping point we have Sela. Sela is just the opposite to Qila. It says continuing is better, but it still can stop here. No. So let's go on to the next part. يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. If you stop here, شَيْئًا, تَنْوِين فَتْحَ changes to أَلِفْ مَدْ شَيْئًا. لَن يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. But if you continue reading, شَيْ, if you join it with the next, شَيْئًا, تَنْوِين فَتْحَ, after تَنْوِين فَتْحَ, you have يَا, merge them. شَيْئًا. But if you stop, it's better. شَيْئًا. Next one. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَلَّا يَجْعَلَ لَهُمْ حَظًّا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. حَظًّا, تَنْوِين, plus فَا, the letter فَا. حَظًّا changes to حَظًّا. Hide the sound of تَنْوِين. فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. تَنْوِين plus عَيْن. No changes. عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. That's all. Everything needed about the تجويد, important تجويد rules in this ayah. It's time to recite and practice. Okay? Now that you have learned. Brothers and sisters, listen inshallah, repeat with Ali Nasir, Hassan and Hussein. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ولا يحزنك الذين يسارعون في الكفر
ولا يحزنك الذين يسارعون في الكفر
إنهم لن يضروا الله شيئا
إنهم لن يضروا الله شيئا
يريد الله ألا يجعل لهم حظا في الآخرة
يريد الله ألا يجعل لهم حظا في الآخرة.
So it's better to continue. Let's continue. Yes.
Yeah.
يريد الله ألا يجعل لهم حظا في الآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم.
يريد الله ألا يجعل لهم حظا في الآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. That's from us for today. And inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions tomorrow at the same time. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذِكْرٌ وَمَوْعِظَةٌ وَنُورٌ فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلصُّدُورِ وَشَفِيعُنَا يَوْمَ النُّشُورِ آيَاتُهُ تَرْوِي الْمَدَى وَصِفَاتُهُ نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان